800-259-9231. We kick off hour number two of the Monday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All kinds of great stuff there, and it's all for free. Also, coming up this hour or next hour, sometime within the next 2 hours of the show, because there's only two remaining, we've got story about chuckers. What are chuckers? Well, you'll find out. Also on the way...
People that use chalk.
Iraqi, it sounds like people with chalk to me.
Iraqi statistics and a 16-year-old wannabe. We'll explain it all, but first we go to the phones because this is your show and you can bring up absolutely anything to Glenn in Missouri. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hey, good evening.
Hey, Glenn.
Hey, I've been, myself and a few others have been fighting a smoking ban for a year and a half in our local town.
How's that going?
And well, it's a tough fight because, you know, we're fighting government, of course.
Right.
Sure.
Now,
at all levels.
Is this a proposed smoking ban or one that's already in effect?
No, a proposed smoking ban.
Okay. Well, that's easier to fight if it hasn't been started yet.
But I thought you'd be interested in something I ran across in our research, you know, as we researched the opposition. And that is a program being pushed by our state government called Smoke Busters. And what this is it was an education program developed by a government university, being promoted by a state government agency, being implemented by local government health agencies,
okay,
to train school children in local government schools how to influence local elected officials to implement smoke-free policies.
Oh, boy. Like
wow.
What? Calling them up and saying, I don't like smoke.
Mister, when I have an asthma attack, I get scared.
they've got a PDF up online that gives all the different phases of the program where students learn to tailor effective messages for radio, television, and print media.
Oh, my God.
Students learn to develop relationships with local, state, and government officials, to collaborate with school boards, city councils, and elected officials to work toward tobacco-free schools and communities.
Oh, how nice.
Wow, you're reading this right from the propaganda, huh?
Oh, yeah. Now, imagine, you know, if it wasn't this, it could be something else, if this works.
You know what,
What else could they turn kids into political activists for?
Now, wait a minute.
Gun control.
Yeah. Oh, of course. No. But that's not, you weren't reading that from the kids' brochures. You were reading that from the objectives for the program, right?
Right.
I would be interested to actually see what the kids' brochures say. It was called Smoke Busters, right?
Right. Yeah, okay. I can send you guys a URL if you want.
Oh, you've actually got...
if you have the ability, just send an email to Torgo at freetalklive.com, and
sure.
I'll try and pull this up on one of the breaks, see if we can get some of this material during the show tonight.
Very cool.
Great. Glenn, hey, I got a quick question about podcasts.
Sure.
If I sign up with my email address, will I get junk mail?
If you sign up for what?
Oh, to vote for us?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Not at all. You won't get spammed.
I've never gotten any from them.
No.
Great.
Hundreds of our listeners vote for us every single month, and not one of them has ever complained about any sort of...
That's just a method of them to make sure that there's a real person on the other end.
Right. So. That way people can't cheat the voting system.
As easily.
Right.
All right. Well, I'll get you guys that URL.
Thanks, Glenn. We appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. You know, it's so disgusting when you see these government propaganda sites for the kids. And there's more than, I mean, there's a variety of them out there. In fact, agencies like the FBI and the CIA, they all have their little kids propaganda sites. And we're going to try and dig up this Smoke Busters site here in a moment. But how disingenuous, how disgusting.
How manipulative.
How what?
Manipulative.
Yes, that's true. Well, smoking's bad. We should get the kids behind it. Ban it. Because we talked, it was a couple weeks ago about smoking ban. I don't know if it was in Missouri or where it was, but as it turned out, the politicians in the area passed the ban because a few people emailed them. Because about 300 people sent them emails, and there weren't enough people emailing against the ban, so the politicians presumed that that's what people wanted. So just because a few people were active enough to make themselves heard, they got this law passed. And so it's negative. We lost liberty because of it, but it's a good example of how easily manipulated sometimes the politicians can be simply by an email campaign. That's what I found amazing about it.
Well, you'd think the politicians be out there to protect our rights, but apparently not.
No, they're there to enrich themselves, protect their friends, harm their enemies, and award their friends sweet, sweet government contracts. That's what the government officials are there for.
You know, I can see the government officials voting to not allow smoking in, say, government buildings. But
right.
Why would they be passing laws on what I can do in my building, the one I paid for?
Because they own you.
They
must. They own your building.
Yeah, they must own everything about me if
That's
they
right.
can tell me whether
You're
or not I can.
You're a slave.
You only have your property based on the government allowing you to have
right.
it.
Right. As long as I pay my taxes.
At their pleasure.
Yeah, exactly. At any time, they could just choose to take it from you, you know, if they really wanted to.
Sure. So, they could claim you didn't pay your taxes.
They could claim you didn't pay your taxes. They could claim it was for public use. They could claim it was for the public good now.
Sure.
They could need to sell it to Pfizer. You never know. They might just want to make some money off of your property. And so they could just be like, sorry, Manwich, you need to go live in this van with these other homeless people. I'm sorry, you can't live in your van, in this car with these other homeless people. And we'll just take this piece of property and do whatever we want with it.
Well, the good news, at least for the property owners in Puerto Rico, is that their government has shut down as of today. We'll give you details on that coming up, but first let's go to Leslie in Tennessee. Leslie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hey, guys. How's everybody doing?
All right. How are you doing, Leslie?
I am doing so good, and I love your show so much that I actually wrote a little poem.
Wait, hold on. Is this Leslie Anderson?
This is Leslie Anderson.
Oh, my God. All right. Go ahead.
Wait a minute.
Hey, guys.
Leslie.
Big fans.
Do you guys know each other?
Well, I kind of recognize the voice, but I don't think we should get into that.
I've called in before. I've called in ages ago.
Yeah.
Anyways, I wrote a poem. Could I share it with you guys?
Sure.
I worked really hard on it.
We love a Free Talk Live poem written by a listener. Go ahead.
Here it goes. Free Talk Live is the best show ever. Ian is cute, and Manwich is even better. I love the free state. I love libertarians. I love everyone except Reverend Farrakhan. Torgo brings the funny, Johnson gets mad, Ian is stunning, and Manwich
is my dad.
Well, I was going to say something else, but it's probably
dad?
Not appropriate for radio. It rhymes with mad, kind of, but it's spelled with an F and ends with a G. I'm sorry, I want to keep it clean. Anyways, you guys are great.
Manwich,
I've got a recipe for you.
All right.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Thanks, sweetie.
So Manwich is a cigarette. We got it.
Right.
Got it.
You can say fag on the radio.
Absolutely.
That's not very nice.
Especially when you're talking about Manwich's hair.
Hey. Put a lot of product in this hair today.
Absolutely, and that's my point, buddy.
The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's right. You can call and read your bad poetry to us as well. Hey, you know what? He left out Jason.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
Poor guy. I noticed that, but I wasn't going to speak up.
Yeah.
Because, you know what? I'm leaving out Jason, too.
Hey, that's not very nice.
Aside from the co-host shows, I don't ever see Jason, which means I've seen him once in the last year.
Which means you'll be seeing him again this year.
I know I will be seeing him again this year in the next couple of months. Yep.
That's right. We can announce it at this point. We are going to have, I think, two co-host shows. It's going to be a Friday and a Saturday night this
yep.
time. So you guys will have our big old Saturday audience. And that's going to be happening in the second weekend in June.
Yeah, just a little over a month.
The 9th and the 10th. So you got that to look forward to.
You're in New York City.
So
New York City!
Puerto Rico! Their government shut down today after the U.S. Commonwealth ran out of money to pay 100,000 of their public employees. How many people live in Puerto Rico?
I would assume millions.
I guess so. Because apparently there's 1,600 public schools.
I was in San Juan, and it was a crowded city.
They have 1,600 public schools in Puerto Rico. That's a lot of people.
Yeah,
wow.
That's a lot of kids.
Well, anyway, they ran out of money, so they had to temporarily throw them out of work. About 500,000 students are out of school as the shutdown left 40,000 teachers idle. 43 government agencies and all 1,600 public schools on the island are currently closed. We'll fill you in on some details here. 800-259-9231 and why this is actually good news for Puerto Rico. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. I wish we could have this happen around here more often. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. It is Free Talk Live.
Hey, Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizedDC.org. That's DownsizedDC.org.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, the toll-free number. That's 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich. We invite you to join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the wiki. That's W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com. Totally listener editable. All of the content that you find on the Free Talk Live wiki has been created by the listeners. We set it up and turned it on, and you guys came in, created accounts, and started generating stuff. I mean, we're talking about information about the hosts, the issues we talk about, some of the guests we've had on, even some of our advertisers. There's all kinds of just a bevy of information at your fingertips.
Bevy is there.
Yes, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge.
We at Free Talk Live think now is the time to make a stand for liberty in the free state. If you agree, sign the first 1,000 pledge today at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
So we're bringing you news from Puerto Rico, where 100,000 public employees, government employees, cannot be paid.
I know. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Puerto? It's pronounced Puerto.
Right. If that's your natural accent.
I see. So just because I'm an American, I should pronounce everything like dumb Americans do?
Absolutely.
I see. All right. We're doing a report from Puerto Rico.
That's right. Yep. And if we were doing a
Puerto?
Puerto Rico.
Puerto.
I wonder if there's some way you can compromise and say Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico. Without you know, that crazy.
How's that?
Puerto Rico. I can't say it without rolling trilling
you
my
can't,
R.
You can't because when you do it, the second R, the R for Rico, turns into a W coming out of your mouth. So it becomes Puerto Rico. And then I laugh
Puerto
at you.
Puerto Rico.
Well, anyway, there's 500,000 students that are out of school as 40,000 teachers sit idle. 1,600 public schools have been closed. Of course, they're focusing on that. Oh, no, the kids aren't getting educated. Well, the closure comes after the...
Believe me, they're not getting educated in the public school, either, the government school, either.
The closure came after the legislature and the governor failed to reach a last-minute deal to address the government's $740 million budget shortfall. The legislature and the governor have been unable to agree on a budget since 2004, and government debts continue to pile up. The island has no sales tax. Now, the leader of the Senate has offered to implement a 5.9% sales tax to raise money to pay off their emergency $532 million line of credit that the government needs to finish out the fiscal year. They are out of cash. But the House of Representatives opposes any sales tax above 5.5%. However, the governor said both proposals missed the mark and that a 7% sales tax is needed. To pay for an additional $640 million loan. So, Puerto Rican government is looking at jumping from zero all the way up to possibly 7%.
Wow.
Just because their government is so miserable at managing its funds that it can't get anything done. And so now they're just saying, well, bail us out. Well, we're going to raise the sales tax. We're going to create a sales tax.
That's what happens when you rely on government to solve problems. They're just not, they're ineffective. Now, they don't have any profit motive.
You're right about that. And there's a picture here in this article. We'll post it, of course, at bbs.freetalklive.com. The picture says, protesters march in front of the Capitol against the Puerto Rican government's announcement it may be forced to shut down temporarily. How much do you want to bet that 98% of these protesters are government bureaucrats?
You think
probably.
So?
Yeah. Because they're the ones that are probably the most angry about this. Where's our guaranteed paychecks? Where's our pay? Those are the ones that are going
to
get angry.
Well, maybe if we weren't paying you to stand around here and protest, we'd actually get, be able to keep things going for a little while.
So, I don't know. We're not sure when the government is going to turn back on, but I hope it is later rather than sooner, because the longer the government is down for, the more people are going to be able to realize that,
hey, we don't need them.
Yeah, it's totally unnecessary. Now, to be fair, there are essential services like police and hospitals. Apparently, the government runs the hospitals in Puerto Rico. I don't
know. Oh, my God. You wouldn't want to have them operating.
I don't know about that.
I would be afraid to even stub my toe in Puerto Rico.
I think that they're just putting this in the article so people don't freak out. I can't imagine that in Puerto Rico the government is running the hospitals.
Oh, so they're saying that necessary services like police...
They're letting people know that their hospitals aren't going to be shut down.
I see.
So, we'll keep you up to date if I hear anything more about this. The longer this goes on, the better. 1-800-259-9231. Manwich, did you have some Iraq statistics for us? Some fun facts from Iraq?
Well, it's time for Iraqi fun facts with Manwich. Did you know that 17% of Iraqi women, is that the type of facts that...
Well, it's a mean little email that was sent to me that essentially compares when May the 1st, 2003, when President Bush stood beneath the mission accomplished banner and announced that major combat operations have ended in the battle
for the day.
In the battle of Iraq, the United States and our allies have prevailed. Here's a look at the situation compared then and now.
So now, 3 years.
Right. So it's obvious this was sent out by some Democratic group that... wants to make him look bad, but it is sort of telling.
He doesn't need their help.
It's been a bloody, awful war in the last 3 years.
Okay.
U.S. troops wounded. May the 1st, 2003, 542 wounded troops. Today, 17,469.
Oh my. Wow.
Killed troops, 139 on May the 1st, 2003. Today?
Seemed like a walk in the park at that point.
Wait, how many in May?
In May 2003.
Right, May 2003, I'm sorry.
139. Today, 2,400.
Wow.
Well, that's only...
a whole big...
Yeah, lot. Never mind. Okay, I'm going to try and justify that. No.
Size of U.S. forces, May 2003, 150,000. Today... 132,000.
By the way, I'd like to point out that I don't mean to make light of the 130 people that died in the first few months of the war. I mean, those people shouldn't have lost their lives either.
Mm.
It was all a waste.
Yeah. Size of Iraqi security forces. 7,000 to 9,000 in May the 1st, 2003. Quarter mil today.
Wow.
There's a quarter million Iraqi security people there,
mm-hmm.
and they still have increasing bombings all over the place?
Well, the number of insurgents in May 1st, 2003 was 5,000 insurgents.
Estimated.
That's why it's red, I assume.
Right. No, either that or we called them. We're like, so how many people you got?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we're bringing 150,000. What do you got, 5,000?
I'm going out on a limb and saying that Jesus didn't say this. So 5,000 in May the 1st, 2003, you don't get that joke, do you?
No, I don't.
Red letter editions of the Bible are written.
Oh, they highlight the Jesus words.
Yeah, Jesus' words.
Oh,
okay. Red. Yeah. I'm
thanks.
Sorry.
You know,
terrible joke.
Of all of the various Bibles that I own, I've never really noticed that. You know, I read the Bible never.
Okay.
And so.
Today, there are 15,000 to 20,000 insurgents. That's 3 to 4 times as many.
Estimated, yeah.
Good job on the math.
Hold on. Now, I'd like to point out the 15 to 20,000 does not include the estimated number of people assisting the insurgents, because people are providing food, shelter, they're providing certain services for the insurgents. Those aren't being
talking about real insurgents with badges.
Right.
Insurgent attacks per day.
Certified insurgents.
That's right. Insurgency artists.
Insurgent attacks per day. May Day 2003, 8. Today, 75.
Oh, wow.
Per day.
Wow.
Mm.
In Iraq.
Yep.
I didn't hear the first number.
Eight.
Okay.
3 years later, up to 75 per day.
Yeah. Almost 9.
Wow.
Nine
that
times?
Sounds like a civil war to me.
Yeah, it is a civil war. Yeah. Nobody will say these words.
Not until later.
Yeah.
You can't decide. I guess.
I want to wrap up with this last statistic.
Okay.
Cost to the U.S. taxpayers as of May the 1st, 2003, $79 billion. Today, $320 billion.
And counting, 1-800-259-9231. Jose is on the line. He wants to talk immigration. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears, 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll free, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And of course you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Experience the website for free. We give you the archives on the house. The bulletin board system with over 100,000 posts, they're totally free. If you like the fact that we give you things for free on our website, then vote for the show, because it is the time to go and vote. Every month, on the first of the month, the voting numbers reset.
Mm-hmm.
And what we are going for is to be the number one podcast in the world. Now, we've reached number one several times in the last several months. However, there's usually one or two shows, one or two other podcasts out there, that by the end of the month manage to accumulate more votes than us, so we usually end the month at second or third place. Last month, we finished at second place. Not bad.
Not bad.
But we can do better. In fact, we've been doing great all night. We started at 19th place tonight. When we first checked tonight, we were at 19th place, and now where are we now?
Well, we're at number three now with 78 votes. That puts us 5 votes off of the number two slot, the coveted number two slot.
Yes.
Yes.
Our former number two
slot. And we're finally beating the one that I wanted to beat.
Yes, we're beating student financial aid. We don't like them.
No. But you know who we do like?
Who do we like?
We like Red Bar Radio.
I voted for them today.
Okay, good. Yeah. I'm going to be voting for them when I get home. And I'm going to just, since we're talking about voting, I'm going to suggest that people who like fun, if you like fun, and if you're listening right now, you must like fun, because I am, go to podcastalley.com and
it's
vote.
It's easier to just go to redbarradio.com. I think he's got a vote button.
Okay, go to redbarradio.com. Redbarradio.com.
I like him to pay us for this, right?
Oh, he pays me.
I want
right.
favors.
I was going to say, I like Mike D because he's sexually ambiguous.
What?
Did you hear him call in earlier?
What are you talking about?
Did Mike call tonight?
Huh? 1-800-259-9231. Anyway, you want to go to vote.freetalklive.com. That's vote.
That was Matthew in Massachusetts, you're thinking.
Yeah.
What? Anyway.
Anyway, you want to go to vote.freetalklive.com and register your vote there. It takes you less than a minute. All you need is your email address. It's a very simple process, and it makes a big difference, because when we're number one, it means more new listeners come to listen to the show, which means more new people finding out about freedom and liberty. Simple. Simple formula, vote.freetalklive.com. Tell some friends. Let's go to Jose in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Torgo, and Manwich.
Hello, everybody.
Hello,
hey,
Jose.
Jose, what's up?
I was at the immigration march today.
Me too.
Really? Where at?
In Toledo, Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, were you taking the day off work to do it?
I took the day off work to go to the rally. And then I got fired from my job.
That's
what
a
kind
bummer.
Of a what kind of a job do you have where they'd fire you for trying to show some nationalism?
I work in a warehouse.
What warehouse?
I can't say. I stock glow sticks.
I got you.
You stock glow sticks?
Somebody's got to do it. Now, what was the rally like today, Jose?
I forgot. Toledo is the glow stick capital of the Southwest.
Yes.
I was more interested in trying to get the cheese from the pussy gato than going to the rally.
Wait, so there was
Jose?
A kitty cat around that had cheese? I don't understand.
Me and my friend Speedy sit around all day trying to get the cheese from the pussy gato.
I thought he was your cousin.
I thought that was Slowpoke Rodriguez was the other.
I am basically, I am Slowpoke.
Yeah, I'm the slowest mountain in Mexico, but I carry a gun.
I am Slowpoke. I just didn't remember his official name.
Slowpoke Rodriguez.
Thank you.
Anyways, I wanted to talk about the rally because they had a lot of Catholic conservatives speak at the rally.
I don't know if I can handle your voice cracking anymore. I mean, mine's bad enough when it cracks, but Jose, man, you're having trouble.
Don't be racist because of my accent.
I have never heard him hold a voice this long. It's amazing.
This is why the rally is happening in the first place, because of people like you telling me that my voice isn't good enough.
You sound like you might be Russian.
I'm half Russian, half Mexican. Dasvidaniya. Gracias.
Thanks, Jose. You're out. 800-259-9231.
Come on, that was funny.
That was funny. That's why I ended it there, because that was his high note.
So I went to the rally today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I went to the rally in Sarasota, Florida.
I didn't even know this was... I mean, I'd heard about it. I didn't know there was going to be one here. I thought it was a West Coast.
Because you're a hermit.
I guess we are on the West Coast.
Well, the West Coast of Florida.
Right.
Yeah. And it was... There were about 2,000 people there, and in Sarasota,
wow.
That's pretty good.
That is.
Yeah. And there were maybe three or four counter-protesters out with their signs.
Uh-huh.
I'm a honk if you're a bigot, too. You know, that kind of thing.
I'm a honky.
But
yes, you are.
They had the cops out there in case people got out a single-file line when they marched across the bridge.
Yeah.
God knows, we couldn't have people more than two across. So... It all went pretty well. There were some speeches there.
Did you march?
The local Green Party. I went a ways with them. I didn't feel like going the entire 3 miles. It's like,
I see.
Yeah, immigration's great and everything. I'm not walking 3 miles. So I went back to work.
I see. Did you have a chance to talk to any of the participants?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody, you know.
Did you hand out some business cards?
They were nice. I did not.
What were you thinking?
They were speaking in Spanish.
So?
I just didn't think that it was a good place.
They were speaking Spanish, so they... Don't understand English? Is that what the problem was?
Or? Presumption, man. Which...
Oh, people speaking Spanish. They're not going to understand my white devil language. I better go away.
Well, did you guys go out to the march today?
I wish I had.
Now, shut up. Then.
That's true. You did support them in a lazy, pudgy white man fashion.
Did you have any signage or anything like that?
I had a camera in case the cops were beating people. But then the little kids from Outdoor Academy came, and I was hoping the cops would beat them instead. That'd be great. Like beating up on fourth graders.
Oh, yeah. That's a private school around here.
Yeah.
All right. Any other interesting things to report from the
march? There really wasn't anything interesting. The most interesting thing was the short shorts the little chicas had on.
Did they have any churros?
They had no
did they have any churros?
No Mexican food.
It wasn't a baseball game.
No Mexican food, you bigot.
Wait, what do you mean?
Churros aren't Mexican food. I don't care what someone says.
Wait a minute. I'm not bigoted because I'm asking if there's Mexican food at the march.
No, there wasn't a guy with a big sombrero walking around going, churros, churros.
There were people wearing gaucho hats.
There weren't any Argentinians at the rally that I could see.
I wonder if people dancing and playing castanets.
If I'm going to go to, if you're going to go to a rally that's going to attract 2,000 people, I mean, if they must have known at least to some extent in advance how many people they were expecting out at this. So you would think they would have some sort of concession.
Apparently, as many as they could fit into three vans.
I think that the Green Party had a free smoothie stand that nobody went to.
What are you trying to say, that Mexicans like smoothies?
I'm saying that they apparently don't like them.
Oh, okay.
But Fred Glossy...
They just don't like the Green
Fred
Party.
Glossy Edkins was hanging around that smoothie stand.
Why are you dropping names of local politicians?
Mayor. I just thought it was I think he's hilarious.
Why are you dropping some local politician named Glossy?
Glossy. I could tell you about his park that they're building for $1.2 million.
No, that's all right. 1-800-259-9231, the toll-free number. You bring up anything. Here's a quick email coming in from Eric. He says, oh, wait a minute. I don't think I was supposed to say his name. I'll just leave it at Eric. An anonymous source, okay, it was me, got an email at work today that was profoundly frightening. I should probably start by saying that I am in the Navy. I got an email today from our Command Master Chief.
You know, that part you shouldn't have said. I mean, now they're going to find him because there aren't that many Erics in the Navy. I think he's safe, Ian. That's okay.
Anyway, he got an email from his Command Master Chief that was forwarded. Isn't that a funny title? Command Master Chief. Couldn't they have just left it at Commander?
Well, Commander is a rank.
Why did you have to add in Master Chief?
A Master Chief is a NCO, whereas a Commander is an officer.
I see. Well, we'll tell you about what this email said. It's pretty outrageous. It has something to do with the VA, which no veteran likes. On the way, 800-259-9231, you take control of the airwaves. This is your show. Were you out at the protest today? Tell us how it went. This is Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have all kinds of great stuff there, including live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both totally free, on freetalklive.com. Now, we're asking for your votes tonight because it's the first night of the month, first night of May, and that means the voting totals have been reset as of around midnight earlier this morning. And we're pushing for votes. Why? Well, because being the number one podcast in the world means that more new people are going to come across the show. More new people are going to hear the message of freedom and liberty. Tune in to Free Talk Live. We're currently ranked
at number two.
Number two.
It's amazing. Every time we say something, it goes up.
It's fantastic.
So keep saying something.
Well,
we're only 15 votes out of number one.
That's awesome.
That's 15 people that haven't gotten up.
Are
we number two with a bullet?
I don't know
what that means.
We have shot up the charts here in just a matter of the 2 hours that we've been doing the show so far. So we need you to go to vote.freetalklive.com if you've not yet done so. If you have done so, instant message all of your friends and ask them to go to vote.freetalklive.com.
Spam everyone!
No, they're not. That's not spamming.
Yeah, because I'm sure your friends were all sitting there going, you know, I wonder what I could do today to express my opinion about something.
No, it's I wonder what I would do today so I could help my friend out.
Right.
Who's asking me to vote. Go to vote.freetalklive.com.
I, on the other hand, say spam everyone.
All right. There's an email that has come in from Eric in the Navy. He got an email from his command master chief in the Navy, and it was forwarded from some talking head over at the Department of Veterans Affairs, known as the VA, from their legal department. It stated that they needed help in getting the word out to the troops to not give any personal information to the Veterans Affairs Services not-for-profit organization through their website at vaservices.org. So the news going around is, don't give your private information to this not-for-profit organization. Why? Maybe they're going to take your info and sell it to a mailing list. Maybe right. They're going to do something horrible.
That was my thought.
Well, the email went on to say that they wanted to know if anyone had gained assistance from this organization with filling out any of the paperwork necessary to submit a claim for VA benefits, so they could press criminal charges against this not-for-profit, which they claim is trying to misrepresent itself as actually being the VA, despite the .org at the end of their website, because all government sites have a .gov. And the statement on every webpage of their website that explicitly states the following: Veterans Affairs Services is a nonprofit veteran service organization dedicated to serving the U.S. Armed Forces. This organization is in no way associated with the federal government. So that warning appears all over their website.
So they're helping veterans get services from the VA?
That's correct.
And they want to sue them for it?
Yes. That's right.
A bunch of awful people.
As Eric says, it makes me wonder if the only reason the VA is getting their panties in a bunch about this organization is because they're providing services to veterans and improving on the services that the VA does provide better than the overfed bureaucracy of the VA ever could. God forbid that the Department of Veterans Affairs would be made obsolete by a group of citizens that actually cares about the people that have sacrificed a huge chunk of their lives to fight this country's battles. So, you've got an organization called Veterans Affairs Services, vaservices.org is their website. Their purpose, as I understand it, I haven't even been to their site yet, but from what I understand from reading Eric's email, their purpose is to help veterans get the benefits they were promised. When you're joining the military, you're told, hey man, don't worry, you've got lifetime medical coverage. We're going to take care of you all the way till you die. And then they find out the lifetime medical coverage is administered by the VA, which is a bureaucracy, which is socialist health care.
Right.
And they discover...
It's crappy, and you can only get it at the hospitals that they give it at.
Right, the VA hospitals.
So, for instance, if you live in South Tampa Bay in Sarasota, then you have to drive all the way up into Tampa at MacDill Air Force Base, I believe. I don't know what...
To
get your services. So you're driving 60 miles...
And then all of the usual government bureaucracy inefficiencies apply. Just because it's the military doesn't make them less inefficient. So you have to wait. You get on waiting lists. Just like socialist health care in the fully socialist nations out there, that's what goes on in the VA. And in some cases, some soldiers have claimed, I've talked to them personally, have claimed they believe their VA doctor's trying to kill them.
Mm.
Like prescribe the wrong medication or prescribe too much or just trying to bump them off. Why? Well, because their job isn't dependent on whether or not their patients survive.
No, it doesn't matter. It's all their job's dependent on is, well, how much work they have to do, and the more patients they have,
their job's easier if they have less patients.
Right.
So therefore, they actually have a sick incentive to bump them off.
They do have an incentive. I mean, that's not to say that they all
are trying to. I'm sure there's some good guys in the VA that are trying to do the right thing. But as we pointed out, there's good guys in the police organizations that are trying to do the right thing, and they're constantly hamstrung by the bureaucracy, the red tape, and the corrupt people that are on the upper echelon. So here you go. The Veterans Services organization is trying to help veterans fill out the paperwork. I mean, can you imagine the mountains of paperwork that these people want you to fill out just to get medical services?
I can't imagine.
Apparently, it's so difficult. It's one of those things where if you mess up, you'll have to do it all over again.
Right.
And so the VA service has been set up to help these veterans understand the paperwork they're trying to fill out just to get a little bit of help from the darn hospital. And the VA's freaking out over this, saying they're going to sue because they're... pretending like they're the VA, which they're not doing.
They're just trying to help people get services.
It's outrageous.
It is.
If you are somebody who is a veteran and you have a VA story, a Veterans Affairs story, a hell story, even if it didn't happen to you, if it happened to one of your buddies, definitely clue us in. We'd love to hear it. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. On the way, Torgo, you've got a pervert story, don't you?
Yes, I do. A pervert in the window.
We'll talk about it. Unless you want to chime in and bring up whatever's on your mind, this is your show. You take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. Perverts, Windows, coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Hi, this is Bobby Lyons with today's Car Clinic Minute. Building Pinewood Derby cars is a quick way kids learn about racing and engineering. But the future of these blocks of wood is fast and furious. When I come back, I'll give you the formula for fun.
Whether it's a classic car or Grandma's chocolate chip cookies, I prefer originals. Like the original Scott Shop towel. Scott Shop towels are soft, strong, and absorbent. Don't let lookalikes fool you. The original Scott Shop towels handle tough messes like grease and oil and are durable enough to be used again and again, wet or dry, at home or work. Buy Scott Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. They're an original.
Even Vin Diesel and Tyrese can't keep up with the next wave of the Fast and Furious. I've coined them Generation F for the Formula One cars that boys and girls worldwide will be designing during the CO2 Formula One Championship. In this competition, teams of 3 to 6 students model their F1 car entry using computer-aided design software, then machine it out of a solid block of balsa wood. Add a CO2 power plant, then let the games begin. For details on this fast fun with learning for a lifetime, visit F1inschools.us. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. where we have the listener map. Over 1,200 of our listeners have gone and added themselves to the Free Talk Live listener map. You go to map.freetalklive.com, punch in your location, add in your name, photo of yourself if you like, and even a quote to go along with your entry, and you'll get yourself a digital push pin on our map. Map.freetalklive.com. Targo, tell me about the perv.
Manwich?
No, the other one.
Okay. Tampa is where this story is from, so could be Manwich. Hey... A warm evening and a broken air conditioner prompted a 38-year-old woman to sleep naked with her window open on Friday night.
Yeah, I can see where this is going now.
She awoke.
The perv. But yes. I'm sure there's plenty of 38-year-old women sleeping naked with their windows open, and the guys don't come in.
Right. Well, she awoke to a tongue being slipped inside her ear by a stranger.
Oh, my.
Oh, my God. Whose body was partially inside the window. So he wasn't even completely in the room.
What
he was just leaning in the window with his tongue in her ear.
What did he think was going to happen? Like, she was going to be so excited to see him, she'd drag him the rest of the way in?
Right, like she was just going to like it. And or maybe she was a heavy sleeper and he was, you know, getting what he needed.
Maybe he was trying to help her. Maybe he had seen a spider crawl and he was trying to get it out.
Get out my tongue. About 4:30 a.m.
Just happened to be passing by. I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's okay. About 4:30 a.m. on Saturday, while in a deep sleep, the woman felt what she thought was a roach crawling on her. Something then brushed across her breasts and elsewhere. She turned over and cursed at the bugs. You know, ah, damn roaches.
Ew.
Then, this is her quote, then he slipped his nasty tongue inside my ear.
How do you know she said it like that?
Because that's how I said it.
Okay.
So, that's her quote. Then he slipped his nasty tongue inside my ear. Maybe she said it like, his nasty, nasty tongue.
He's a bad boy.
She said this on Sunday, sitting on her front porch.
Is there, I hope his nasty tongue is in jail, by the way.
We'll find out.
Keep going. Yep. When she confronted the man, he said something in Spanish and crawled back out through the window like a crab. Sideways?
Right.
The Tampa Troop...
With his eyes on stalks?
I don't know, but I thought they were going to give her name, but they don't give the names of victims of sex crimes. That's unfortunate.
Huh.
They give the sex offenders names. I want the sex crime
that's
victims'
not
names.
Fair.
I want the victims' names. That's who should have to report everywhere they move. I've been raped. let's
see. This seemed very funny to me.
Okay, the woman ran through her house, calling to her aunt and her two sons, who were ages 13 and 16. She put on a long white T-shirt and ran outside where the man was walking near her front yard.
If you're going to, by the way, crawl out of some woman's window after sticking your tongue in her ear, run.
Don't hang out while she wakes up her family and gets dressed and comes outside to talk to you. Oh, man. Let's see. Her oldest son grabbed the family pit bull and chased the guy for a block to a motel where police later arrested him, 34-year-old Moses Castillo, on charges of burglary, lewd and lascivious behavior, and other warrants that he had out for failing to appear in court for other charges.
Ah, okay.
So not only was he sticking a woman's tongue, sticking his tongue in a woman's ear, but he was doing it while he was wanted for not showing up in court on other charges.
Genius. I wonder what those were.
Sheer genius.
Where else has he stuck his tongue? 800-259-9231.
She now sleeps on the living room floor, by the way.
Really? With the window open?
Probably.
All right, more on the way. Hour 3 coming up. Rudy in Montana has got bad experiences he wants to tell us about. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Why?